Hey everyone, I'm Gabriel Ha. I'm a PM on the Visual C++ IDE, and I'm here with...
Alek Khridanov. I'm a developer on the Visual C++ IDE teams.
And our
offices are right next to each other.
Right next to each other, so that works out well. So how long have you been a developer here at Microsoft?
I've been a developer at Microsoft for 5.5 years.
Wow.
And all this time I've been working on the Visual C++ IDE team.
Oh, very nice. So basically anything that people see in the editor when they first open up Visual Studio and start using it, that's pretty much you?
That's correct. The IDE features span from wizards that are used to create new applications or add classes to existing applications,
Very nice.
To IntelliSense, which shows you what each identifier is, to the new Visual C++ 2013 feature, the formatting feature. This
Very
is all done by the IDE team.
Well, it's nice to meet the guy who's sort of, I guess, behind what you see in Visual Studio. So tell us a little bit about what features in Visual Studio 2013 that you really like to use.
My favorite two features in Visual Studio 2013 actually are a combination of two features, the brace completion feature and the formatting feature.
Okay.
So the brace completion feature injects a closing parenthesis or closing brace or closing square bracket as soon as you type an opening parenthesis, brace, or square bracket.
Okay.
And the formatting feature formats those and more according to your formatting specification.
Okay.
And I like the combination specifically because back before Visual Studio 2013, if you wanted to open a set of curly braces, then you would type an opening curly brace, then press enter a couple of times, type in the closing curly brace, move backwards, make sure that everything was formatted, and then resume typing your code. This was very distracting. Now, in Visual Studio 2013, you type an opening curly brace, and then first the closing curly brace is injected for you, and then the braces are formatted according to your own formatting specifications. So now you can resume typing the code and not be distracted by useless formatting.
Very nice. You could do it the old way and it would still work, right? But it's just...
Of course, every feature is configurable. You can turn off brace completion or formatting altogether. But I prefer to leave them on because it just saves me so much time.
I think I would too. So what were the challenge in implementing these features? So there's two of them, right? There's the brace completion and the formatting, right?
That's correct. Both brace completion and formatting had their own challenges. The difficult part of implementing brace completion was that we did not want to break the user's memory. And also, if the user typed an opening parenthesis and we inserted a closing parenthesis, and then the user changed his mind and typed back space, we wanted to delete the closing parenthesis.
I see.
Next, if the users were in a comment, we didn't want to automatically insert the closing parenthesis because that wouldn't make any sense there, nor did we want to do formatting in strings. So the challenge was getting the right context and figuring out whether to do brace completion there or not.
So how long did it take you guys to sort of, I guess, analyze each of these cases or come up with, you know, all of these cases that a user could be typing in a brace or a bracket?
It didn't take us very long, but it was hard because we actually had to make the corresponding changes in our computers and then start using the feature and then start logging whether something bothered us or not. That's how we made certain small tweaks as to whether the cursor should be one carried position to the left or to the right or stay where it is, because those things, even though the first time you use the feature, are very not noticeable. After a while, you just start feeling this nagging thought in the back of your mind as to, why do I have to press left arrow all the time? So those small adjustments actually make a really big deal.
I see.
Actually, the feature that was even more challenging in my opinion was the formatting feature, because there are so many different formatting rules, and we wanted to provide options for users to set their own rule sets based on what their existing code looks like. So one of the biggest battles between groups of programmers is whether to put the curly braces on the same line or on the next line.
Well aware of that
opens them. So the new formatting options that we have allow you to position the opening curly braces of if statements, of functions, of classes, of namespaces, because we are aware of certain developers having different placement positions for different types of statements.
Well, it's nice that you guys are, you know, definitely aware of that and want to accommodate people of different coding styles. So,
in order to come up with these rules, we actually walked around the building and asked different teams inside Visual C++ to see what their styles were. to make sure that we had options for them to configure formatting to their own specifications.
Well, cool. Well, it's been great talking to you, Oleg. Hope to see you around again.
Thanks. I'll see you when I go next door.
That's right.